Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. We all know that fear is one of the greatest drivers in the market. When seemingly negative news appears about a particular market or stock, it is a typical knee-jerk reaction of the inexperienced to panic and exit positions. In most cases, this is done outside the boundaries of trading plan rules, if a trading plan has been constructed at all. And in many, many situations, this wave of panic can be void of consideration of the broader factors affecting said market or stock, and is usually hyped into a frenzy by the media. As such, it is typical for those without an extensive background in investing to find themselves out of a position right before a cyclical turn ensues, which perhaps would have heralded a tidy profit. What I would like to talk about today is a similar case, but in a much broader perspective. Most of you will know that recently there's been much talk of the US heading into a double dip recession and how this will affect financial markets, not only in the US, but also worldwide. Now, I'm not here to tell you that this will or won't happen, as there are solid arguments for both sides. However, what I would like to share with you today is how a secondary recession for the US may not have as much of an impact as some are foretelling. For instance, let's have a look at some of the factors of how our economy has changed significantly over the last decade. Now, we all know that Australia's economic ties and direct export exposure with countries such as China and India has strengthened immensely. This is mainly due to the hunger such nations share for our valuable natural resources. Whilst over the same period, our direct export exposure to the US is around half of what it was. This alone provides a strong barrier against a tumbling economy in the US, although this assumption does still rely on resources continuing to remain strongly priced. Philip Lowe, who's the assistant governor of the RBA, agrees with this opinion and has stated on record that Australia's economic future is tied to China and India, not the US. Further, where Australian GDP in past years was tied to the US, there is now more and more evidence to suggest this link is weakening and the country's GDP is now very much aligned with that of China. Again, such links may shield us from the large impact a double dip recession is likely to have on financial markets. These examples, as important as they are quite broad in nature. So let's for a second take a more detailed look at some comparisons between Australia and the US. Employment is obviously a crucial aspect of any economy. We have recently seen US unemployment around 10%. Now, this is a huge rate of the workforce that do not have jobs and provides a solid indication of just how sick the US is. Australia, on the other hand, is at very low levels of unemployment, around 5%. The cash rate in the US is at an historic low of 0.25%, and the country is printing money as fast as the presses can go, a process which could see the US enter a huge deflationary period, which may have already started. The Fed is also looking to increase this printing, or to use the technical term, increase quantitative easing. Australia, however, has a healthy cash rate at 4.5%, and we're actually looking to put up our rates based on our strong economy. The essence of my discussion here is to always look at both sides of the coin, so to speak, and base a strategy on how you are to invest on all the information at hand, rather than feeding into the general fear-mongering associated with a lot of the news coming from the media. As we always say, it is better to plan for the worst and hope for the best. Thanks for listening today. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.